The following is a presentation of the High Spot Podcast.
The following contest scheduled for one fall.
If I can be serious for a minute, without being interrupted.
Excuse me!
What? What?
The measuring stick just changed around here, buddy. You're looking at it.
We don't just set the bar.
We are the bar.
Making their way to the ring, talking about the world of professional wrestling, the team of Jeff Martin and the trendsetter, Brian Perga, the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
You are listening to the High Spot Podcast Adventures with the Trendsetter. I'm your host, Brian Berger. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Greatly appreciate it. But also, don't forget to follow us on the High Spot Podcast, where we talk about the world of professional wrestling, entertainment, with my co-host, Jeff Martin. Again, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, at High Spot Podcast. To keep up to date with what the Jersey Wrecking Crew is doing for the year of 2018, go to our website, highspotpodcast.com, all one word. Also, don't forget to follow all our audio content. We combine audio and now video as well on our YouTube channel. So if you guys go to YouTube and type in the word High Spot Podcast, you will see our YouTube channel there. Just, you know, subscribe if you want to be part of the crew. Leave us a like, a thumbs up, leave us a comment. Let us know what you think of the video that we post up, whether it be wrestling or adventures with the trendsetter that I'm doing here as well. Also, don't forget, too, if you have iTunes, to, you know, leave a 5-star rating, leave a review. Also, you can pick up this show also on SoundCloud, TuneIn, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, as well as the networks that we're associated with, the Shining Wizards and B-Plus Player Radio. So, guys, you have all that ability to listen to the High Spot Podcast. Please take advantage of it, and we appreciate you guys taking advantage of it and enjoying what we're doing, especially what I'm doing here, a little bit outside of the world of professional wrestling. We're in the adult film industry because I'm continuing my journey that I had in November at Exotica in Edison, New Jersey, and today's guest is none other than Phoenix Marie, somebody I always admired and been a fan of. And Phoenix Marie, I mean, guys, seriously, Phoenix Marie, you need to know that name. If you don't, just go and Google it, guys. It's that easy. But if you guys, besides Googling it, which I know you will, you need to follow her on social media. Follow her on Twitter at PMarizzle, M-A-R-I-Z-Z-L-E, for shizzle. And also follow her on Instagram, PHX Marie. She's what word can I describe Phoenix Marie as? I'm sure there are a lot of words you can describe Phoenix Marie as. Beautiful, gorgeous, and, you know, that's only to name a few. But she is so funny, so down to earth. And it was just a joy to talk to her. I know I say that a lot to a lot of people, but it was just a joy to talk to her because, guys, you have no idea how crazy it was at Exotica. And for me, the first time me ever being there, now, granted, I had gone to, you know, WrestleCon, and I had gone to, you know, WWE Access during WrestleMania weekend. So you think you have an idea, but for this being a completely different world that I was diving into, because at the same time, as much as I wanted to get interviews with people, I'm not going to lie, it was a little intimidating. And I wasn't intimidated per se because, oh, all these women are gorgeous and beautiful and like, oh my God, you know, what are they going to think of me? No, it was nothing to do with that. I didn't want to step on anybody's toes. What I mean by that is there are lines to, you know, from where the table is to like the entrance of the building for some of these stars. And, you know, the guys are waiting there patiently. There are girls there too, not just guys, wanting to meet their favorite star, their favorite performer, and get an autograph and have a few minutes with them because, you know, for some, I don't know, some might be rushed. Others, they tend to chat and, you know, everybody's so professional and so kind that they accommodate that time for everybody. So nobody, I think, ever feels rushed, at least from what I've seen, from my experience. I don't think everybody felt that they were rushed or kicked out immediately. They took several photos. They always double-checked to make sure the photos were good. Just very accommodating. So I didn't want to be that jerk that goes in, jumps in the middle of the line, and be like, hey, can I do an interview with you? And then either you put the talent in an awkward position because they don't want to be rude in front of people, or, you know, even if they're not put in an awkward position, they can just kind of flip you off and say, get out of here, and there goes your opportunity to ever speak to that person ever again. And then if you're interviewing somebody and you've cut in front of people that have been waiting there for 20, 30 minutes, you have a lot of angry eyes looking at you, and that can be very intimidating when you're trying to conduct an interview and be as professional as possible. So I was trying to balance everything out, and I got to admit, sometimes it got the best of me, so it made me miss a lot of opportunities. I'm not going to blame anybody else but myself, missing on opportunities of speaking to some people I wanted to, knowing they were available, but again, thinking to myself, well, how do I approach them, or what do I say, and just being really intimidated by myself because I was by myself, and I wanted to do a really good job, and putting that type of pressure on myself can kind of psych you out a lot too. So I think I've gotten better at that. I think AVN will be a little bit different. If not, I'm going to be a lot more aggressive in a good way. But at the same time, I wanted to be respectful and wanted to attack it in a very professional manner. But, you know, what I mean by all this is that it was the final day of Exotica. It was on a Sunday. Places was clearing out already. I'm thinking, oh man, I still have so many more people I want to talk to, and walking around, and finally see Phoenix there. It looks like she was closing up shop, and I was like, oh, excuse me, would you be available for a quick little interview? And she looked at me, and I explained who I was and what I was doing there, and I said I wouldn't take up too much of your time. If you could please accommodate me a few minutes, like a lost little puppy dog, I kind of sound like. And she looked at me, and she was like, yeah, sure, no problem. And we actually sat down on the floor because she didn't want people to kind of come up to her and ask her for an autograph or an 8x10, because she kind of already put it all away. And she really, you know, had been there the entire day and was starving and hungry and wanted to get something to eat and wanted to go to bed, most likely. So we sat down on the floor where her booth was, and I turned up the camera, popped the microphone, thanked her a million times, as I'm doing right now, and we got an interview done. And, you know, as nervous as I was, in terms of, oh my God, got to make sure this is under a certain amount of time, she couldn't have been more calming to me, looking at me and kind of putting her hand on my hand, saying, it's okay, let's take your time here, don't worry about it, type of thing, because she's just that nice of a person. Pretty insightful interview too, because she was kind of celebrating her anniversary in the business. She had been there for 10 years. So I get a chance to ask her, you know, the keys of, you know, how she keeps herself relevant, how she continually engages with her fans, her reaction towards her fans, and how much they mean to her. And also what she plans on doing after AVN. She's taking some time off a little bit to pursue other goals and other plan she has in her mind, which also kind of informs you too that she's always thinking ahead and always thinking what's next too. And she's been in this business and been competitive and stayed at the top for such a long period of time, so I definitely want to get her insight on all that as well. And besides all the things that she does in the adult film world too, she also can dive into wrestling a little bit, folks, and she really knows her stuff. And talking to her a little bit, she does know her stuff. And if you guys want to listen to her, she's on Conversation with the Big Guy Ryback, and that's available on iTunes and Stitcher as well. So guys, give that a listen as well. So guys, here it is, my interview with Phoenix Marie at Exotica 2017, Edison, New Jersey. Enjoy. Here we are at Exotica 2017. I'm sitting here with the lovely Phoenix Marie. Phoenix, thank you so much for taking a few minutes of your time. I know you're spent, you're exhausted, you're tired, you want to go get something to eat. But first of all, how's the experience been for you to come to Exotica? I know it's not your first go around here, but what's it like from the talent's perspective to get the fan reactions that you guys do?
It's awesome. I mean, I get to sit there and meet fans, all different cultures, all different lifestyles, and everyone's so nice, and they love porn, and they like to fuck, and it's the best thing in life.
Yeah, it's not too bad living right there. When it comes to living, though, you guys are always, it seems like, at least from the outside looking in, you guys are on a hellacious schedule. You're always traveling. You're always doing something to get ahead in life. So what do you do to unwind? What do you do to take some time off to kind of decompress a little bit?
I love movies. I love nice dinners. I go hiking. I don't ride my motorcycles as much as I used to. But I got a GTR now, so I tend to like just take my GTR out.
Just got an hour. When did you get it?
Like a year ago.
Oh, nice. Well, you know, nowadays, like, it's such a competitive industry, I've realized, the adult film industry. It takes a lot to stay on top, or stay relevant, at least. How do you use social media to your advantage so people can continually not forget you? Not that they ever could, but how do you use social media?
I think social media is awesome because it allows people a more personal feel with you. And I mean, let's be honest, there are like a million girls. There's always a new girl turning 18 that wants to get into porn.
It's like a revolving door.
It is, sadly. And I've been in 10 years now, officially.
Congratulations.
Thank you. My pornoversary.
your porniversary.
Exactly.
I feel special. No,
yeah, it should be, because you believe that's a huge accomplishment itself, but to do it for 10 years.
And be relevant.
And to do it, not just relevant, but the high level you do, because something I admire about you is, I mean, not just, for example, your scenes are great, you're very enthusiastic, you're very, in my opinion, very authentic when you're doing it, because you enjoy it, but it's like, you give it everything you have all the time, and that's, to do that for 10 years, it's pretty exhausting.
It is, but I love what I do, like, but I think, like, that's the part, like, being yourself and letting people realize who you are, because, again, there's a bazillion people you can choose from to jerk your cock to, yeah, or rub your pussy, whatever. And I'm very lucky that my personality is what people like about me.
You seem to be a very outgoing personality. It's so easy to talk to you because you're like, you say what's on your mind. Do you find that sometimes fans get really intimidated by you when they approach you?
Big time. It's cute though, because like, I like those ones. That means they respect you as a person and they've really watched your stuff, because they're like, that bitch might hit me.
But, exactly.
I would never hit anyone, just so you know, unless you earned it.
Unless you asked for it, or she did it in a loving manner, right?
Yeah, loving manner.
Well, Phoenix, one more thing I want to ask you, too. With everything going on in terms of what you're doing here, are there any plans of, like, after AVN, maybe taking a little break, like 2 weeks, and going on vacation or something like that? Are you just going to go right back into doing scenes and things like
Actually,
that?
My last scene is the 16th of November. For at least 6 months, I'm 6 to 8 months, I'm going to school for EMT.
Oh, congratulations. I'm going back to school for physical therapy.
Really?
So it's like, yeah, medical
bill.
So if something happens, you send them to me, I'll fix them up. If I can't, I'll send them back to you.
Right, wait, that means you broke them. Don't send them back.
No, but they were broken when I got them. What are you talking about?
Right,
but
right.
Phoenix, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I've wanted to do this interview for a while. I know you're busy, so I didn't want to kind of impede. And I know, and I appreciate you taking time here. I just want to say, in case I don't get a chance to see you at AVN in January, hopefully get you on the show at one point and one time. I want to. Can you just hold the microphone with your hand right there?
No problem.
Give me that other hand. Put the fingers up like
this. Oh, sweet.
Now she's part of the elite group, the club, which means we will support you. We'll be behind you, and we'll always have your back. So thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marie, ladies and gentlemen. And that was the amazing Phoenix Marie. I mean, when I talked to Phoenix Marie, and I've talked to a lot of these adult film actresses, and all of them, to me, the same word comes to mind, and I'm sure it will be with the final three ones that I put out later on this week. And the one word that I always use is they're very authentic. They're very real individuals, meaning that it's not like I didn't have a preconceived notion in my head thinking that they're not real people. No, but to me, it's like they're so accommodating. And the mere fact that they're exhausted, they're tired, they're answering questions, they're doing interviews, they're talking to fans, it's exhausting even talking about it. I can only imagine what it's like for them to be on the other side of, you know, taking pictures and doing all this and, you know, standing on their feet all day and sitting down and not really getting a break to get away, because it's busy from the day from the moment the doors open to the moment the doors close. They are busy. They are there. They can't leave their post. So heaven forbid you got to go to the bathroom. That's got to be a pain in the ass too. But for Phoenix to sit down there with me and talk to me for the length of time that she did, to be so accommodating, and then, you know, talking to her afterwards and saying, hey, we should do something on wrestling pretty soon, and her telling me, yeah, definitely, you know, hit me up and we'll try to see what happens, is just, you couldn't ask for anything more, and you couldn't be more appreciative of that than I was on that night. So hope you guys enjoyed the interview with Phoenix Marie. If you guys want to follow her on social media, follow her on Twitter at P Marizzle for Shizzle. So if you want to spell P Marizzle, it's P-M-A-R-I-Z-Z-L-E. And that's Twitter. On Instagram, it's at FHX Marie. And if you guys want to look at her website, definitely check it out, beanphoenixmarie.com. So, guys, that's it for me. Thank you guys so much for listening to this Adventures with the Trendsetter and the High Spot podcast. If you guys want to follow the High Spot podcast and what Jeff and I, my tag team partner, do on a weekly basis, follow us on Facebook, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, at High Spot Podcast. All the updated news of what we're doing in 2018, you can get that on our website, highspotpodcast.com. Also, don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. Follow us on SoundCloud, TuneIn, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, as well as the networks that we're on, The Shining Wizards and B+ Player Radio. Also, don't forget to follow this on our YouTube channel too. That's very important. We have a new YouTube channel that's out, guys. Go onto YouTube, type in High Spot Podcast. You will see the link to our YouTube channel there. You can get the link to our YouTube channel on our website as well.
and just click that subscribe button, guys. So appreciative of that subscribe button. To be a member of the crew, you already are, but if you want to, you know, be a member of the crew on YouTube, just click that subscribe button, give the video a like, share it with your friends, leave a comment section at the bottom of the video too, so we can hear your feedback from it. I mean, if you guys like what we're doing, especially me, because this is kind of something I'm doing on my own, so it's kind of theoretically my baby. If you guys enjoy it, if you like it, if you like the questions I'm asking, if you're entertained by the interview, please let me know if you want me to continually do this. I did this kind of a one-shot deal, but then ABN came, it was coming up, and I couldn't really say no because this is like their big event. This is like their Super Bowl, their Academy Awards, their Emmys, whatever you want to call it, their WrestleMania. So I couldn't not try not to go to this one, and I was lucky enough to be granted by the lovely people at AVN to have a press pass to go cover this event for the High Spot Podcast, so I thank them for that. But if you want me to continually do this, let me know, because I also have some other ideas of things I might want to do with Adventures with the Trendsetter. But again, if you guys have ideas too of what you'd like to see me cover for episodes, future episodes of Adventures with the Trendsetter, let us know. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on our Twitter account. You leave a comment in YouTube on our YouTube channel. Let me know. I want to hear from you guys, the crew, because again, you guys mean the world to me and Jeff for the reason why we do our weekly shows over and over again, because your support, your feedback means the world to us. And the Jersey Wrecking crew thanks you all for listening to the High Spot Podcast and this episode of Adventures with the Trendsetter. So guys, thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with future episodes coming shortly, and I'll keep you guys posted on social media, I promise, this time. So stick around, guys. There's some pretty more exciting episodes. 3 more left to go before Jeff and I go to Las Vegas, Nevada for the AVN Awards. So guys, thank you, and make sure you realize that all that Jeff and I do are for you, the crew.